Tonight's not just the last night for Johnny Carson, it's the last night for the Tonight Show Orchestra. When Jay Leno takes over on Monday, Branford Marsalis will lead a seven-piece band. Tommy Newsom has been a saxophonist in the Tonight Show Orchestra since 1962. In fact, he started 1 month before Carson became the host. And in 1968, Newsom became the orchestra's assistant music director. When Doc Severinsen was on the road, it was Newsom who bantered with Carson. We called up Newsom at the studio in a rehearsal break to ask him if he thought this was the end of a musical era.
It is, in a way, yeah. It's the last big band on television, on any kind of program that I can think of now. When we started, this was not even a big band. I mean, compared to some of the other programs like Kraft Music Hall and Perry Como and things like that.
Do you know how the kind of banter between Johnny and Doc or Johnny and you got started? You know, how that's become such a kind of a late night tradition.
Yeah, well, it's a long-standing thing. Like, it started with Jack Benioff, maybe way before him. But he always had a deal with his band leader. If you've heard any of those programs, like with Phil Harris was his band leader. And there were jokes about his drinking and Gleason had it with Sammy Spear over his crazy clothes. And Doc and Johnny did the same thing. Doc dressed up wild, and it gave him something to talk about. And my idea was I just came out in my other suit, which was gray, I think. And the contrast to Doc's flamboyant personality and everything just gave them a lot of ammunition for for shots at me and you know, a lot of gags.
So did you intentionally kind of dress down so that you could be the opposite of Doc, or did you always dress that way anyways?
That was my normal state, really, because I'd never been in front of anything until this job. You know, I was always just a member of the band.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a band leader. A couple of weddings and bar mitzvahs I led bands, but that was it.
What was it like for you the first time that you filled in for Doc Severinsen and you had to do the opening banter with Johnny?
Well, it's pretty stunning, you know, because you're out there in front of the public and the lights are hitting you, and it's like being suspended in space. I was just trying to get out alive.
What was it like for you, playing in a jazz band on The Tonight Show when more and more rock singers started coming on?
Well, you feel a little like that times are a-changing. And, you know, you the kind of the handwriting was on the wall, because there we were, and most of the groups that came in were self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
And we play a version of rock, but it's, you know, it's not the real thing. You know, it just can't be done. It's apples and oranges. So, you kind of see the end of the road there. And by golly, there it is.
Well, how do you feel about the end of the road? How do you feel about the show ending?
Well, everything has to come to an end. It's too bad, because it's a very, very pleasant way to go, believe me. The money's nice, and the working conditions are great, and it's like a four-day-a-week job, not bad.
What have the members of the band been doing about their futures? Are people looking for other jobs now?
God, well, I don't know. I'm going to lighten up on my schedule a little bit personally, and I'm going to pursue... I do a lot of writing anyhow, so I'm going to pursue that more. And I've got some personal appearances, like it's some jazz festivals this summer. And we'll just see what happens. Doc's got a lot of engagements with the band, and a 3-week tour this summer, and a lot of weekends. So there'll be things, it'll be just a little leaner, a little slimmer pickings, I imagine.
Has this week felt very different than other weeks on the show?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's felt different about it?
Well, it starts to dawn on you that this is really it, you know. Sometimes you think there's going to be word from the governor.
A reprieve.
Yeah. GK and Knock has been a great run. just a great run.
This show seemed very special to everybody this week, you know?
I, you know, some of the last month or so, they've been that way, and it's getting more so, but they're really good shows. And I don't know, I think Carson is more relaxed than ever, and that has caused it to be even, you know, it has a warmer feeling.
You get the feeling Carson doesn't want to go.
Well, I'll bet he would, in about a month he wish he hadn't left. Because, you know, how many tennis balls can you hit?
What are you going to do when the show's over?
Then we go to Johnny's house and have a party.
I imagine that'll be some party.
I'll bet. It's the first time I've been there.
Really? Is this the first time you've been to Johnny Carson's house? I guess he doesn't have a lot of people over.
He's never been to my house either, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if it wasn't for Carson, there wouldn't have been a big band this long on the show? If you know, if someone else who was less of a jazz fan than he was were hosting?
That's right, yeah. That's absolutely true. I think it would have been gone long ago. Because the guys with the pencils, you know, they figure... You know, Merv Griffin did it. He cut down to six pieces and then to three. And all of the current shows have small bands. It's money. Money, and of course, the style of music has changed, too. But you can't have a big band sound without a big band. That's it. And that was Johnny's cup of tea, a big band.
Well, listen, good luck with the last show.
Oh, thank you.
And with whatever you are doing after it ends. And thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Tommy Newsom. Well, we've got a holiday weekend ahead, and all of us at Fresh Air hope you enjoy it. I'm Terry Gross.